Carter Hammer has been very active since the last time we visited him and his family. He got an itch for motorsports since getting a four-wheeler for Christmas last year.
He's only wiped out a couple times in spite of his driving style. So anyway, he doesn't matter if it's the four-wheeler or his bicycle or whatever. He loves the wheel just like, I don't know, like his dad, I guess. But
he's also spending Wednesdays at his great-grandmother's house making fry bread.
And then like when I'm ready to make the bread loaves, he likes to push this down because it gets way up. I'm more or less playing the dough.
Around September last year, Carter and his family headed to New Mexico to the Prompt Institute after participating in Rangel's first ever CAS walk. There, Carter received speech therapy from the Institute's founder, Deborah Hayden.
He was kind of apprehensive at first, but after the first couple days, he kind of understood that she was actually going to help him.
Carter's mom, Holly, describes the method.
Really work because it, literally, you take your hands and you put one behind the head and support it, and then one on the jaw. And it helps him know where to move his lips. There's different handhelds for different ways that she wants him to talk. Like if she wants him to say like a T, she'll just like put her finger right up.
Carter's parents say he has picked up a lot of words since that visit.
His vocabulary seems to be steadily improving. Good part of the problem is just motivating to use the vocabulary that he has. And that seems to be a constant struggle with him.
His father, Clay, says when other people use words to express emotional outbursts, Carter does the opposite to show his expressions.
Sometimes that'll work, and other times he kind of falls back on the physical, you know, actions and stuff like that. You know, altercations with his brothers or sister or whatever, rather than giving him a chewing out or give him a shove or something like that sometimes if it's an argument.
The Prompt Institute is just one of the many resources that the Hammers have used to cope with Carter's childhood apraxia of speech, or CAS, a rare neurological disorder that affects his motor skills. Children with CAS have difficulty responding even though they are aware someone is talking to them. When Carter was diagnosed with CAS several years ago, the family turned to the Childhood Apraxia of Speech Association of North America, also known as CASANA, for help. Sharon Gretz is the founder and executive director of the organization. She founded the organization in 1997 after discovering her son, Luke, had CAS.
We found at the time that there was really no information available for families in particular, and very little information available for professionals as well. It's a very rare and little known speech disorder, apraxia of speech.
Gretz says after several years of working with speech pathologist Dave Hammer of the Children's Hospital in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Luke was on the right track.
Well, one of the things we see for the youngest of children, which can range, you know, in the early 2 years old stage, is that they're often non-risk takers with respect to their speech and language. In other words, they've experienced not much success with it, so they begin to shut down.
Hammer, who has 31 years of experience doing clinical work with children, says he tries to get the kids to feel comfortable in taking those risks through a variety of play activities.
Just playing around with sounds and making sounds when we're playing with vehicles and dolls and cars, whatever the child's interested in, we get them feeling more comfortable just using sounds.
He says he extensively uses sign language as a way of facilitating nonverbal communication.
They can at least get some communication going, which seems to in part release some frustration and generally brings about more talking. Rarely do we ever see a child talk less when they use sign, which is something the parents worry about when we talk about using sign language.
Hammer's methods improved Luke's speech by his teens. Luke, who is now 18 years old, will be attending Slippery Rock University in eastern Pennsylvania in the fall. Sharon Gretz says the process is what inspired her to start CASANA.
It just seemed sort of like the wrong thing to do to just walk away from that when I saw so many other people was starting to hear from other families and whatnot that they didn't have any information and hadn't developed that knowledge base that I had developed.
Since its inception, CASANA has held numerous conferences and workshops and produced educational DVDs dealing with the disorder. One of CASANA's biggest events is the CAS Walk.
One, two, three, CASANA! CASANA!
The event is held throughout the nation every year and came to Wrangell for the first time last year. About 40 Wranglites came out to Shoemaker Park to show their support for Carter and CAS awareness.
Our kids play with their kids, and we love to support Carter.
I'm supporting Carter and the family, and I never knew about it until Carter.
Yeah, that's why I'm here too, to support Carter and the Hammer family and to raise awareness for Kasana.
It's worthwhile for the cause to let people know what issues and concerns that folks have and are dealing with families and children. So it's great that we're all out here supporting and growing awareness for Kasana.
Unlike last year, Carter and his parents didn't hop on the evening jet to the Lower 48 after the walk. Later this year, he and his mother, Holly, will be heading to Seattle for a month. There, a clinician from the Prompt Institute will be working on Carter's speech 5 days a week. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.